You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
No, my hoki, my anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or call us in the studio on 309-3879. Just this week, New Zealand's first measles case in 2 years was reported in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. The patient contracted the disease while traveling in Asia before coming back to Aotearoa, and with global measles cases on the rise, concerns have been raised about the potential for an outbreak and its impacts on New Zealand's already overburdened healthcare system. I spoke to Helen Patousis-Harris, an associate professor in general practice and primary healthcare at the University of Auckland, to discuss the recent measles case in Aotearoa and its potential implications. To begin, can you tell us about the implications that the recent measles case has for Aotearoa and our medical system?
I guess it's really about potential implications because, well, right now, of course, it's entailing a lot of work at public health trying to find people who may have been exposed to this virus and manage those people. But if there are cases arising, you know, secondary cases, and it starts spreading, then we're going to have a really big problem on our hands. We're not in a good position to deal with what will be basically trying to contain it. We don't have enough people, and we've got too many members of our community that are vulnerable to the virus right now.
So the last measles case in Aotearoa happened in 2019. What could be causing a resurgence of measles in New Zealand and the rest of the world?
The reason why we had such a big outbreak then was because we actually had slipped in our immunisation coverage. So we'd accumulated more and more people over time who were susceptible to the virus. Then it went off like a firecracker. Since that time, rather than improve our situation, it's actually gotten worse, and substantially worse for the youngest members of our community. So that means we're really are sitting ducks now for a substantial outbreak. So we can dodge a bullet here and there, but at some point it's going to catch fire.
Just to reiterate what you said earlier, would the medical system in New Zealand be prepared in the event of a measles outbreak?
I think probably going to be lots of young cases. There will be substantial hospitalisations. And, of course, being such an infectious disease that requires people to be isolated when they're sick. We had a very high proportion of the cases last time that did need to be hospitalised. So there's going to be a strain there. If we end up with people seriously ill again, that puts, you know, you've only got so many spaces for high level of care. And it impacts the whānau themselves, people who have to be isolated, who can't work, who have to care for people. It's like the whole thing that goes when you have a large outbreak. And there's a huge strain on public health, who at the moment really have very limited capacity to be able to try and keep it under control.
Are there any sections of society here in New Zealand that would be most at risk in the event of a measles outbreak?
So at the moment, we've got some gaps in our adult or young adults, say late teen, early 20s, maybe about under 30. We've got quite a chunk still vulnerable, maybe about 300,000 or so. And then we've got a growing proportion of our infants. So normally they would get their first dose of vaccine after they're a year old. There are some communities where there are under half of those kids have received this vaccine by the time they're 2 years old. Māori are particularly vulnerable, and you'll find that low coverage occurs in pockets in communities around the country. So that's every month we're just adding more and more vulnerable people to the community, and the longer that goes on for, the more likely and the larger an outbreak is likely to be.
Also reiterating something you said earlier, are vaccination rates in New Zealand adequate enough to deal with a measles outbreak?
Not even a bit. So because this is so infectious, the coverage or the proportion of people in our community that need to be immune to this virus is about 95%. And now we had almost 95% uptake of this vaccine back in about 2016. We were, and there was very little inequity. It was great. And then it just went pear-shaped. So now we're down to under 80. There's no way that we can prevent the spread of this virus under these circumstances. So it's not a matter of if, but it's essentially a matter of when. Because there's a lot more measles coming and knocking on our borders at the moment because the disease is actually increasing all around the world for very similar reasons.
Do you think that the resurgence of measles cases could be attributed to changing attitudes towards vaccination?
In part, there's lots of reasons. That is a really important reason. We have had such a substantial drop in confidence in public health, confidence in vaccine programs, and the trust has really taken a nosedive. So that is a big component. The other component is basically supporting the services sufficiently, people being able to access the services and those people that deliver them being appropriately resourced. So it's coming from all angles, I'm afraid.
And is there anything that Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand could be doing to better prepare the country for a measles outbreak?
Absolutely. They've done some work. They've got a good roadmap. They've had reports with really good recommendations and what we need to do. We do know what we need to do. We've done it very well before. We've been here before. We've turned it around in the past. But those actions need to be implemented. And we've got the hooey, but we don't necessarily have so much of the dewy. So unfortunately, like anything, there does need to be funding, and we also need, for example, a really visible campaign. You need people to actually know about it. You need to be able to reach them where they are, and I think that's not so visible out there that I can see.
All right, Helen, that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish off?
I guess the main message is that if you or anybody you know either hasn't had a dose of measles vaccine or you don't know, do something about it because you could be vulnerable and it is a potentially really horrible disease and it can have a pretty nasty sting in its tail.
And that was Helen Patousis-Harris from the University of Auckland talking to us about the most recent measles case in Aotearoa and its potential impacts on our healthcare system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.